Okay.
You must have quite a crowd there.
Well, everything well, yeah. Yeah. We look, I'm up against the debate. This is pretty good. It's pretty good. Good. Let's look at the very first Das Akenim. Das Akenim. Eila told us Noyach, Noyach ish tzaddik. And to the Noyach is repeated. Eila told us Noyach, ish tzaddik. Hoya. Why is Noyach repeated? So the Das Akenim says Noyach le elyonim, Noyach le tachtonim. There was a Noyach that belonged to the Malachim, and there's a Noyach that belonged to this world. I assume what he means is there is a Noyach that tried to, by resettling the world, there are two missions in resettling the world. One mission is keeping a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, that's Noyach Leliona. He was responsible to keep a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world going. Noyach Letachtonim was that he had to reestablish the social contract afterward. So there were two Noyachs. Kol shenichbal shemoi v'yaduah shevetzadik. And whenever you have a posuk and the name is unnecessarily repeated, say the tzaddik. And the example is Avram. Avram, the question is that terach is also repeated at the end of the parasha. So miterach, that's the source for terach doing tshuva afterward. And then he quotes a very interesting tanchuma. Pasach Rabbi Tanchuma. Pri tzaddik eitz chayim. The produce, the product, the result of a tzaddik is eitz chayim, a life-giving source. V'shosh nistalek odem in oilam. Rachmona litzlon. A person leaves this world v'loy bonim, without children. Umeitzer uboicha. He has a tremendous agmas nefesh, Rachmona litzlon, suffers terribly. Because he doesn't see himself having produced, having set up more generations. Doesn't see a hemshech to everything which he accomplished. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesh lecha pri ha-tayra she-yagatam ba she-kosev ba pri tzadik eitz chayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, there is a legacy that a person has left. It's a very difficult tanchuma. Bonov ein ksiv el eitz chayim. Doesn't say pri tzadik bonov, that the tzadik's accomplishment are measured by his children. Tzaddik's accomplishment are measured by the source of life that he has given. So when I saw this tanchuma, so it came to mind in the previous generation. The Chabad Rebbe, Lubavitcher Rebbe, so they didn't have natural children, but it's Chaim, but they are the life that they generated afterward. It's hard to compare with the Gam posuk zeh mechiyach. He says this posuk gives the same instruction. Eila told us neach neach ish tzadik. Eila told us neach shem chom v'yofes. Ein ksiv kan. Eila ish tzadik. Bamer Rabbi Seinu Zal. Loi meis neach at shiroz kol olam kuloi b'yishuvoi. V'ro shivim umois yitzimech alatzov. U'mikoli nizkar eila tzidkoi. That Noach left this world and he saw tremendous progeny. He saw that he was the father of the entire world, the entire universe. All of humanity. Nevertheless, Ella told this, there is a legacy of Noach that extends beyond that. Ish tzadik tamim. And when you think about it, so people don't relate. Don't, at this stage of the game, people don't refer to themselves as Noachites, as Bnei Noach. We would often refer to ourselves as Bnei Adam Rishon, right? Jews as Bnei Avraham Avinu. But in terms of the legacy of Noach, it's that he was Noach El Yoinim and Noach Le Tachtonim, that he reestablished social contract, that he maintained the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. So Isa Bebracious Rabba. She called me, she never by Tomim, be a dua. So that's a separate thought. Okay, so that goes into the Samuel, so let's not go into that. I was intrigued because the next thought is that 70 and the permutations of 70 show completeness. I was intrigued because the Lubavitcher Rebbe could be described as Ish as the pre-tzaddik Eitz Chaim. And of course, 770 was a very important number for. So I was intrigued by it. The points of the first Das the Kenim are, and this will build in this. And number two is that that it is human nature to see one's contributions to this world through one's physical legacy, one's children, and Shlomo Melech was saying that there is a legacy that, again, Rachman Lutzan, we should never need to receive that kind of a chizuk. But this all goes back to Noach, because Ein Lecha Adam, but there is nobody in the history of the world who is greater progeny than Noach. So that's why the Daskin makes the point over here. And yet, Noach's legacy is Ish Tzadik Shiva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Now, there's another, let's look at the Aruch Chaim. Focus on the word Eile Tolnos Noach. In fact, maybe even the Kli Yoker. Okay, let's look at the Kli Yoker first. Because the Kli Yoker, the first Rashi is Noach Ish Tzadik Zeicher LeTzadik Zeicher Tzadik LeBracha. We mention a Tzadik, we want to mention the Bracha that he gives. So the Kli Yoker says, The last pasuk of Bereishis is a much greater shevach for Noach. The last pasuk is when Noach motzachein b'nei Hashem. So, if you want to discuss the shevach of Noach, the last pasuk is the greatest shevach. He was the one that the entire world disappointed. Baruch Hu. One person doesn't disappoint Kadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, he gets to be pointed to save the world. So if he had to choose between Noach Ish Tzadik and to say Noach Motza Chein Beine Hashem, so what's the greater Shevach? So that's what Kli Yoker asks. Kli Yoker says, Tzadik Tamim.
Was that?
Like,
well, it's not just Tzadik, it's Tzadik Tamim.
Yeah.
That seems bigger to me than Motza Chein.
But Motza Chein is, first of all, is in contrast to the entire world around them, and probably
which diminishes what Matzachain is. Yeah, compared to all those Rishayim, they're right. Matzachain, Tzadik Tamim is an objective standard.
No. You get the you're also going to be nailed by Bidarosav, and either way, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what he says. Pirush Rashi Hoyel Vizkivay Siper Bishvachay Ulefiz There. Even if we follow, let's say, follow Abel's point. Abel's point is Tzadik Tamim is better. So Kli Yoker says, we already mentioned Noach. So then, you might not have Shach. If my maybe over dramatization is correct, so then why isn't Motzachein the Shevach? Abel is correct. So that's the Kli Yoker's kasha. So we mentioned Noach last week already. So if there is this idea, you mention a tzaddik right away, give him a hesped, right away, give him the bracha that's part of being a tzaddik, then we're late. We're a week late.
The way I always understood Rashi is, really, this pasuk is supposed to be saying, Eile Tolnos Noach, Vayelid Noach Shloshim
Anim. Right.
So that's really what's going on.
Right.
But once we said his name, we have to say something nice about
him. That's what I'm saying. So Kli
Yoker is
saying, but we took
care. Well, the difference is in his grace. In other words, in his grace,
yeah.
When it says, not a Hashem,
yeah.
The purpose of that passage is to describe Noah's sinfulness.
Yeah.
Not a The purpose of Noach is to say, and Noach was different than everyone else. Over here, the purpose of the pasuk is not to say that he was a tzaddik.
Right.
It's to tell you who his family is.
Right.
So Rashi says, so then why do we say his tzaddik? Oh, because once you said his name, you have to throw it in.
Right, but you're going to run into the trouble because we're not going to, next time we mention Noach.
That's not question.
You
said the question, why
didn't
you say
it in Bereshit? Okay, Shaila, say Bereshit. He gam sham is kira.
He said, no, what's the name? That was the purpose of the pasuk, and that's why we said it. It's not a question on Rashi. Rashi's question is, why do we talk about his sitkas when it has nothing to do with the topic?
With the topic.
So the answer is, it's not really about family.
No, it's
one more possible family,
and then we go into the camp. No, but Ilatonis.
No, I think what Rosh is really saying is, you just said in Bereshit he was a child. Now you're going to tell us his family. These are the generations of Noah. So what should happen now? The next word should be.
Are you alive? Yeah.
But instead, it goes into the camp and tells you what kind of guy he was. What does that mean?
Why are we going off on the tangent now? We're going off on the tangent because we mentioned Noach, even though we already began to speak about Noach. We already spoke about Noach. So you're saying, but that was, so let's say what he developed. He develops, so we have a principle that Ela is, when it says Ve'ela, it's a continuation. Ela is Pothalas Rishonim. Ela means we're starting a new parsha. We are dismissing or diminishing what happened before. So Kol Mokim Shenemer Ela, as opposed to the Ela, so Lefi Shenemer Kan Ela Toldos, V'Kol Mokim Shenemer Ela Pothalas Rishonim. Leimer Lachosha Kol Rishonim Toldos Sayin Einam Nikron Toldos. Ki imoche zichron b'mabul, v'hoye kilayoyu, abul eile nikru toldos kayamim. Al kein hutzrich kan li ten tuv tam, loma nishiru eile yoysim mizulosam. V'shed nayach ish tzadik tomim, al kein holchu kol toldoysam, l'chayi olam. V'chol ha toldoys ha-koydmim, l'charofis u'diroin olam. The kayoker says what we're explaining is why were Noach's children zeichet to be saved? Ela told us that means we're starting a new parsha. What's the new parsha? Nobody else is going to survive. All right? Now we have to explain, so why were Noach's children destined to survive? So he says that lita in tuv tam loma nisharu ela. Why are we starting a new, why is this new parsha of saving Noach and his children because of Noach Tzidkus? Ramban makes a similar point that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a din, so the din a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes also takes into account all the other ramifications. So God forbid, if Noach's children would have been lost, the ramifications of that would have been so devastating for Noach that his tzidkus, and so he shouldn't become destroyed by the loss of his children, save them. That's what the Kliyoker is saying, that the a different approach to Rashi. Noach is tzaddik, and that's why these told us made it through.
Is it? It's not somebody who had kids before.
I don't think so. I was wondering about that. In fact, the Kli Yoker says at the very end that HaKadosh Baruch Hu limited the number of children he would have. Ulai yitzter noyachal zeh. Alkein omer shezula zeh ilu harbi tolodis masim toivim. First, he's upset he only has three children. He had a lot of other mitzvahs. Now, let's switch to the Arachayim. Arachayim says, Eile sheyara al pisal zula som. The Eile means that we are dismissing what happened before. Yesh mokim loymar, shen nifkambein lifsol do ro. Ele shlihoyo tzorach leidia zeh, shekvay nislam nechton limochis. So again, the focus is why Eila, why not? This would be a very good candidate for Ve'Eila. Because we did begin speaking about Noach. So that says Eila as opposed to Ve'Eila is making a comment that we're beginning a new parasha. Okay, so Kliyoka's answer is a new parasha because we want to explain why the future, whether his three sons are going to be successful, are going to be saved. The Arachaim says that the Eila, to say that, to make the point that we're beginning a new parsha and the previous Doris were not going to survive, that we know from the Talmud Pasuk. Eila doesn't teach me this. So he suggests, Achen Yisbar al Derech Omram, Iker Tol Basayim, Shot Tzadikim, Mitzvah Samat, as the Das Akedim explained, that the real accomplishment of Noach and the way he'll be measured is by his accomplishment as opposed to his children. Next paragraph, Oy Yisbar, Mizel Nishayim Noach Omer L'Moshe, Ani Godol Mimcha, U'Moshe Oymelo, Ato Yitzal Ta'atzmecha, V'Lehoye B'cha Koyach Latzil Darcha. Ad Gan. The Medrash dramatizes an illustration. Ke'ilo, there was a conversation between Moshe and Noach, where Moshe says to Noach, Noach says to Moshe, Ani Godol Mimcha, I saved the entire world. And Moshe says, what do you mean? You saved yourself. V'lomrei, Eila told us Noach, Noach levad, v'sholal zulasoi, ki lehoye boitelis l'bnei doroi, v'lohiila z'chiyosu illa li'atzmoi. And Moshe really gets to write the Sefer Torah. So he gets to write his opinion. Eila told us Noach, this is what Noach accomplished. He was able to save three people. Without the three, his wife and children and their wives. And then, Ubezemis Yashav Kefal Noach, Kam Omer B'day Reisav, Leimer, Shleihoyel Kulom Leitil B'day Reisav, was only for his door. Oidir Tzilagdil, Shevach Noach, Ki Yochidu B'Shevach Zeh, Mimash Elefonov. It could be that we want to grow Noach's, our awareness of Noach's greatness. All right, that's the Lishrach and the Gnai. Okay. So why would they have to be repeated? Yeah. Right. Glenn's making the point that we already know that Shem and Chom Yehovah exist, and we know they're the children. So to tell us now that Noach had three children is entirely superfluous. So that's the debate between the Kliyoker and the Yerachaim. According to Kliyoker, he was able to save his three children. That speaks the greater Shevach of Noach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to devastate him by taking away his children. And the Yerachaim says it speaks to, it's a criticism of Noach. Noach was only able to save his three children. He wasn't able to save. Another example of Yesh Dorshim L'Shvach, Yesh Dorshim L'Gnai. Let's go ahead to Perek Ches Pasuk Aleph. Perek Ches Pasuk Aleph. Perek Zayin Pasuk Chav Dalet by Yigbru Amayim Al Haaretz. The water was powerful. Chamish Mamashem, 150 days. that in itself deserves comment, because in Perek Zayin Pasuk Chav Gimel, the water had already destroyed everything. So Chav Dalid Tzarech Iyan, what is the water doing in Chav Dalid? What's the purpose of a Yigru that it became? It already accomplished what was supposed to accomplish. Plus the parakas by Yizkar Lekim is Nayach, Kadosh Baruch Hu, remember Nayach. Rashi says the Midas Hadin was slipped to Midas Rachamim. V'es Kola Chayav, V'es Kola Beim, V'es Hasharita V'teva. And as a result, V'yavr Lekim Ruch Alors V'yashoyku Amayim. But the Torah does not tell us what happened, that there was this change. What's Yizkar Lekim? If the Torah would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done what he had to do, he destroyed the world, it's done. Okay? That's not by Yizkor Lekim, that's by Yechulu, right? Hishlim is Masha Asa, right? You could just say, by Yivochu min ha'oretz v'sharach nayach, next pasuk, by Tanach HaTeva, and the Nayach leaves, right? By what's pasuk, Perikhez pasuk Aleph, what's the telling us? We wouldn't have the pasuk. What are we missing? So apparently, Nayach accomplished something. Apparently, he was a schus, right? But Yitzchak Kim is Nayach is the pasuk that was quoted in Zichronos. That's the I pointed out earlier in the week of Chaim Friedlander. The Sifrei Chaim says you learn from this pasuk what Vayizkor means. When we say that God remembers, what we really mean is God changed the Gzar Din. Zechroinos is we quote the Psukim where Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a new Gzar Din. So Vayizkor Kim Esnech means Kadosh Baruch Hu changed the Gzar Din. Okay? But at the same time, that's descriptive. That we know that even with that. So, and the... What is also bothersome is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also recalls the Chaya, the Behema. As the Ramban says, they don't have what was their schus. So what's Vayizkor Lekim? Right? So the son of Farshim said that Nach was davening. But that is difficult because what he says, Kol Behema Asherite Vateva.
So maybe the point of the animals is because it was hard on Noah, Sher Ito, that were with him.
Okay, good. So let's develop the various possibilities. So Rabbi Prail is saying that it was Noach and the animals. So that's the Orach Chaim says. The Orach Chaim points it out. It's often quoted as a Mishnah Chachma. Orach Chaim says, Per Pasuk Aleph, Tam Shle Hispik Zechroni Shel Noach.
Maybe
it means God remembered he had a war with the animals. And more than that, Noach had a certain zechus, and the animals also. What do you mean that is zechus? Oh dear, so come back to that. Al zeh derech, vayizkun esnoch gam zochar. What did he remember? Is that what my fellow is saying? He remembered Noach and the chayv ema es kol atayrech v'oil asher alov ebem v'chaya asher ito v'teva. He remembered how Noach is schwitzing every single day. He's taking care of the entire Bronx Zoo, animal to animal. He has kids. The chamal alov hid rachmanas on him enough. It also reminds us that Noach had a patch from the lion. He says, and Noach was suffering even more because it's not only is he taking care of every single animal, but He got clapped by the lion. And who said that there was a doctor on the table? There was a first aid kit on the table. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu had Rachmanas and Noyach, let's call a Chai, let's call a Beva. The Meshech Chochma says it a little bit more positively. The Meshech Chochma says that Noyach was Zoche because he was taking care of the entire Bria, because he was doing the Ritzayin Hashem, the entire Bria. So that was his chus. The Sfasemis talks about in terms of Noach being mevatel himself. The Rebbeinu Shem, Ein lecha bitul godol mizeh. Right? And as being mevatel himself, Meshech Chochma has a marocha that the Zayir says Noach is bechina Shabbos. So the Sfasemis develops the idea that Shabbos is when the entire world becomes Ruchni. So Noach was able to minimize his own needs, and everything's for Kodesh Baruch. And the appreciation of the Sfasemis is deserving to stand. The man was 120 years. He was building a teva. Everybody who stopped by, he had to give a drasha teichacha. So 120 years, he was totally bought to Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch Hu's message, that probably people thought he was over a bottle already, and what's he building this boat for? So here you have a person who has a message from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and his entire life is this message. Ad kerei kach that they probably could have thought that he was meturaf, right? Mamish bottle. That's Noach v'chinas Shabbos. So he says so you see the same thing on the teva. There was no Noach on the teva. Noach was there just to keep the bria going of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just take it. So that's why he's called Kim is Noach. That's what the Meshech Chochma says. He had zechuyas now, and then the latest form developed in this idea that's how you rebuild the world. When a person is so ubergegeben to Kodesh Baruch Hu's world, so then from there you can start building again. And when there's nothing, there's no Noach left. He's only worried about taking care of it. He's only a noisei. So then he was zechet to build the world. So that would be pshat. Noach was kol achaya. You have to look at the whole picture. Noach was kol achaya. That's what he was zechet. Let's look at the Ramban. The Ramban says that the zechira is the first pasuk. He was zechet because it's tzadik tamim, and he made a bris with him. And Noach means Noach and his family. The law is Kiram Kibeschus, and it doesn't even mention the children because it was Noach's chus. Avol is Kiram has the chira she'omer b'chayu v'ema ainet b'schus. But when it mentions the animals, there's no merit for animals. They don't have a bechira. There is a machlokes gedolah about that, but the Ramban says clearly no schus nachova. What's about Yizkar? It means Kodesh Baruch Hu saw, remembered, he calls it Devar Kodshai. Devar Kodshai wants to have the world the way he envisioned it. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted this world. So apparently, I'm assuming he learned pshat. Kodesh Baruch Hu saw Noach and the Chaya and the Behema. He saw this microcosm. He says, "But that's what I'm supposed to have. It's time to rebuild the world as I originally envisioned it." That's by Yizkar. He remembered his original plan to have a fully functioning world. So that's what I think is pshat in the Das HaKadosh. Noach. There's Noach, Noach, Noach Lal Yainim, and Noach L'Tachtayim. Noach Lal Yainim means he was the one who was so dedicated to Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan that Kodesh Baruch Hu saw in Noach his rotzayim. So that's why it's gone. Time to rebuild the world. Noach L'Tachtayim means that Noach took care of Kodesh Baruch Hu's world so he could rebuild the world through Noach.
Looks like this. Looks like the base matches. It's in the base matches.
Why not? Ben is pointing out that the Kadosh Baruch Hu never promises Noach that he'll leave the teva. He makes a bris with him, and Rashi says the bris is that the food won't rot, and then he says now go into the teva. But he never promises that he's going to bring it back out.
Then what's the point?
It's funny, Shimshon's mother said, no, Eishes Manoach says, because Baruch Hu would not have done all of this for us if it was only to destroy us.
No, you can't start a world over in the Teva.
Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah. The what? According to Ben Ezra, Taka was, he did give him his word. Okay. But it is interesting that Rashi doesn't say that the bris is that he'll make it through, unless it means that's the obvious part. Okay, so we accomplished the Eilat told us Noach, the interesting Dasakadim, that the pre-tzadik eitz chayim. And that's how Noach is measured. And this person should never need that kind of a chizuk, but apparently Noach can be the source of chizuk. And then we said, Eila is posal harishonim. So what's posal harishonim? So Klei Yoker says that the Torah is explaining to us why the children survived because of Noach Tzidkus and nobody else survived. The Rechayim develops that idea via Medrash that was a criticism of Noach, that all he was able to get is all he was able to accomplish was his own family would survive. That was Moshe Rabbeinu portrays Noach as it was Noach, all about Noach. Then we explain what's the Vayizkor Lekim is Noach. So the Arachayim says Vayizkor Lekim is Noach. Some Rishonim say that he was Mispala, he was davening. And the Arachayim says that Kadosh Baruch Hu saw all of the tir that the tirchel he went through. Meshach Chochma says it was his chus. He was a no sign. He became a great giver. And the Ramban says Veskola Kimis Noach means Veskola Chai. Because Baruch Hu said, I created the world for a reason. Then I have to continue to develop my original plan. That's one of the Mephoshim says that's Pshat by Yigru Mayim. The Yigru Mayim is that the waters went back to their original Koyches. The waters had become destructive waters. The Yigru Mayim means the structure is over. Now the world is beginning to go back to the way it was Mishachis Mebrachis. Just like the world begins with Mayim, this also begins with Mayim. In fact, one of the Mephoshim says that by Yavar Lekim is Ruach HaLoaretz, that's Ruach Lekim Rachefes, the rebuilding of the world. So he uses the same terms that Kadosh Baruch Hu used in Sheshes Mebrachis. Okay.
Really
That was the what? So he's have to figure out what happened now, though. Right, so it's a question of the timing, when it's going to happen. Right, exactly. When the Gula will come. When? That is one of the things that we could figure out. In other words, the how long the Mabul should be, it sounds like the purpose of the Mabul is to destroy. All right? So then the Vayizkol Hakim is irrelevant. So the Mefarshim is saying that the Chumash is pointing out that there was one purpose of the Mabul to destroy. But the Noyach had to be Roy to be the father of the new order. So how was Noyach Zocha? So the Ramban says, you remember there's a Tzadik Tomim, it's his old Zuchuyas were the ones that were Mizakim. All the Moistachain Bein Hashem, Tzadik Tomim, and the Archaim says, no, it's the new Zuchuyas of being in the Meshech Chachma says it was the Zechuyas of becoming this huge Nosei. Tzasemes was becoming Bontel Kavitir's Baruch. So there was a positive, the Teva wasn't just a... Correct.
Why these two people, of all people, are called the tzaddik? Because both of them involved in feeding other people. One of them was the masbir.
I recall Rabbi Elch Biederman that Nayach and Yosef are referred to as the prototype tzaddik, because both were nice to them, both were providers, both were fed. They both went against the man against the stream. It's interesting.
They both fed the entire world.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay, I'm getting Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Now, Robert, I thought you were going to give a different answer to the question of how come at the end of Bereishis, it says Noach Motzachain, and then it begins right away with Noach Ish Tzadik. So I thought you were going to give your classic answer that, well, it's a week later. No one remembers the Dvar Torah from the previous week.
They say that no one remembers from last week. Had Cholent, the Cholent is what wraps up the Mavri Sedra.
So the question is, according to the Shidu, it says that he was a Rasha. So it makes sense why he wasn't a real Maman. Right? According to the one who says he was a tzaddik mamish, how could you say he was a katani amuna? He didn't believe Hashem would bring the mabul like he promised? Doesn't make any sense. So the answer is you have to move one comma over in the Rashi. So the normal way to read it is af nach katani amuna hayam, mamin ve'in the mamin sheyavo hamabul. That's the normal way to read it. Move the comma over one word. This is for Steph Levy.
Moving over one word, it's Avnov Miktane Emuna Hayamamin. Noah believed even the Ketanei Emuna. He believed in those people that were Ketanei Emuna. The Eino Mamin Sheyavon Abba. And he never believed Hashem would have to bring it. He figured people would do tshuva and they would get their act together and an Abba would never be necessary. Yeah, that's what it means to Tzadik. Somebody who believes in the door.
I don't know. It's an old thing.
Yeah.
I like it because it's nice.
Now, Rabbi Neuberger, what's interesting is that after the Mabul, we hear virtually nothing about Noah. All he does is, the only story about Noah is drinking the wine and being attacked by Cham. That's it. After that, you're nothing.
Yeah.
You know, the whole world goes back to heck in a handbasket, and he can't stop it. When he was still alive by the Dar HaFloga.
Yeah,
by the Dar HaFloga, and he couldn't do anything.
So someone called him the small son. I didn't even try. What was the big thing in HaFloga? The how did he do it? Had a tough thing? Why was he cost so much? So the answer was that he always used to do that. That was who Noah was. Not that he was a drunk, but that he used to drink. But he didn't realize the world had changed. And he had to change with him. He couldn't keep doing what he used to do. He had to transform who he was around the world to him. And he failed to do that, and that's why. So I think it's just like that.
The world has changed.
You don't have to do everything the same way. You have to transform who we are. The world changed.
Poor guy.
He doesn't even get the Nobel Peace Prize. The first politician, that's what
happens. There's no way to do it.
Good Arab Shabbos.
I didn't maybe move it to the shul though. That's an idea. Okay. Let me think about it.